Good afternoon, the Isaac Network. Carl Goodman.
Hi, Carl. It's Samantha Hayes. How are you?
Oh, well, hello there.
All right. How are you doing today?
How are you today? Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. I wanted to take like quick 10 minutes of yours, discuss a few things, and then I'm going to let you go. Is it a good time?
Oh, that's fine. Is Don with you or just you?
Oh, it's just going to be me. Don is in another meeting,
okay, that's
and
fine.
I didn't want to miss this opportunity, you know?
Sure, absolutely.
I will get him. Yeah, I will get him in the loop. Okay, so a few things that I wanted to discuss with you. Okay, I've sent you the plan for all four books. I'm still working out the credentials for the first two books. As I told you, that getting that right and getting to your account, that is necessary in order to take the book down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
So
I didn't provide
you. I understand that.
Yes, I didn't provide you any ETA on that so far. As soon as we crack the account, that's the most crucial part, okay? As soon as we crack the account, then everything's going to be easy. And, of course, as I said, that all four books will be published and edited and published by the month of May, latest, okay? So we'll wrap everything up. Editing and publishing, along with the book covers, of course. You have already provided three book covers to me, so that is sorted. One important question that I had for you is, do you want us to work on the book cover for Critical Point, or do you have something to provide to us?
I had provided that, I thought, for sure.
The email you sent yesterday, it had the book covers for The Out of the Fog, The Dysfunctional Family, and The Main Event.
That's right, and that's because I had already forwarded the book cover for the other. Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
Critical Point chapters. It will take me a while. Let's see, when did I would have sent that. Okay. Just a minute, please.
Sure.
I have to go back to old emails, and in fact, Don, I remember even Don had even commented about about how much he liked the book cover to a Critical Point.
Okay, all right.
So
do you want me to check with Don?
Sure, you can check with him, but hold on, I can find it. It just will take me a minute. I'm going to address an email to the lovely Samantha.
Thank you.
Hayes. Hey, you're welcome. Hold on.
Sure.
And it's titled Book Cover for Critical Point. And then I'm just going to write, here it is. And now I'm going to go to insert, I'm going to attach file, and now I'm going to go to browse this PC. You've done all this before, I know you have. And now I'm going to go to Critical Point book cover. I have thousands of files on my computer, literally.
Right.
Because I've used this desktop for I have all the critical files from my career, my 28 years of running a global human resources consulting firm. So now
Amazing.
Here we are at Critical Point.
Okay.
I'm looking at Critical Point cover. Hold on. Back. Oh, I will say the only, you know how I've put sort of book summaries on the back covers of the books, and Don's legitimate criticism was, you put too much back there. We're going to have to chop that down. Okay, now hold on. Critical point. Book cover, first try. That wasn't good. Critical point, book cover. Here's final edit, but let me find the book cover. See, what I've have to do is look at it and find the date of each one of them. So hold on, properties. Because
okay.
I want to give you the most recent. Okay,
yeah.
This was April 25th. Here's one. If I look at properties, it'll say February 16th. I think that's probably it. I'll open it, and now we'll see.
Okay.
That is it. Okay. So
perfect.
It's attached, and I'm sending it just to you because I know I had sent it to Don, and you can share it.
All right.
Right?
Okay.
If I did, sounds good. You know, the others I sent to you, to Steve, and to Don, but
mm-hmm.
I knew Don had some of them, but this one I just sent to you. So you'll
okay,
have
perfect.
It, you can notify.
That will work. Thank you so much. Now, the next question
you
that
are.
I have for you, or the next update, I gave you the main timeline in order to complete the editing and the publication for all four books. That is the first
mm-hmm.
week of May. While we do
mm-hmm.
that for you, we are going to work on both your websites, okay? One of them is an author's website, which will be created from
mm-hmm.
scratch, so you're going to receive a few templates to choose from first. That's the first step.
Sure.
And the next
Great.
Step, once you approve a particular layout or template, then we will start working on the content of that author's website. Since it's going to be an informative website, we'll have to put up the short summaries of all four books over there along with the book cover, and it has to have an
sure.
about the author section, all right? So these
sure.
are like the main points for the author's website. That is good to go. For your website,
and by
you
the way,
see,
in all of the books I have about the author.
Yes, I got that. So
okay,
that is
so
good
that's
to go.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I'm talking about your existing website, which is the isaacnetwork.com. We are going to need
correct.
The admin access or admin credentials for that. Do you think you have that?
Do I have it? No. But I am good friends with the website manager, and I can get it for him.
Okay, perfect.
So
that will be
great.
I will great.
Call him and get those just a minute. Need credentials for Isaac Network website.
Yep.
Got it. I will get those and email those to you. Could be this afternoon. It might be tomorrow based on my website manager's availability.
Of course. I understand that. I just wanted to get clarity on these two things. Otherwise, the rest of it
sure.
is good to go. A team has been
okay.
assigned on the main event, so they are starting to edit that book for you as well. You're going to start receiving drafts on that while we finalize critical points. Okay, so firstly,
that's
we will
right.
publish critical points, and then we will focus on publishing the main event. And it's not going to take a lot of time. These two books are sorted. In regards to the first two books, I'm still working with my publishing team to crack the account, so it might take me at least a week to get back to you on that, okay? So let's say
I understand. And my frustration is, although I gave you the passwords and such, if it would help, I'll write you a quick email and write down all of the options that I have in my history, okay?
No, that is completely
you know,
fine. It's not required,
okay?
I'm going to try and work this out figure out a plan, yeah, and then get back to you, okay? First of all, we have to identify which particular ID was used to publish these two books. So once I figure that out, it will be easy to crack the account because there's an entire process, you know, in order to obtain a new password or reset the password of that particular account. So we're going to work step by step. So as I said, I will get back to you regarding this KDP issue by next week most likely, okay? And the rest of it is all good to go for now.
That's great. Well, I appreciate it. Oh, one other thing I'll mention.
Yes.
As you were mentioning these accounts, Don said something to me about that it would be important to update my LinkedIn account as an author.
Yes, that's the author central page that he was talking to you about. That's for later on, okay? Once we are publishing the books, that's when we will establish an author central page for you on Amazon and any other publishing platform where we are launching your book, like Barnes & Noble or Google Books, etc., okay? So that will be the second step of publication.
Okay, very well.
All right.
Thank you. This is it's fine. Let me just express something to you, Samantha.
Sure.
And I've established, you know, we don't know one another well yet.
Yes.
You know, you've seen my picture and my background, but I haven't seen yours, right? But that doesn't matter.
Right. I know.
The important thing is to know I have established a relationship with Don that's very good and also somewhat direct. So you know the history, and I won't take long, but basically I started writing right after the pandemic when I was retired from my professional career. Because I could no longer travel, stay in hotels, meet with small groups, and do all those things I was required to do. So at 72 years old, I'm now 74, so you know that as you look in the background. When I looked at that, I realized that I wanted to write. That was the one thing, and so I could do it at this point. I went with a different publisher, and they scammed me. They didn't do a bad job with the first two books, Out of the Fog and The Dysfunctional Family. And then they sort of fell apart during Critical Point. And they published it, told me it was great. I spent thousands of dollars to order both paperbacks and hard copies for this for Becky's store, which is my lovely wife has a wonderful big gift shop and stained glass shop. She's a stained glass artist downstairs in our commercial building. And so I hold the book signings and book launches locally there. What happened was I got all those books and they were wrong. The spacing was bad. They didn't put a copyright page in it or a publication page. You'd look at, like, the left-hand page would be single-spaced. The right-hand page would be double-spaced. It's awful.
Oh, my.
So I have to throw away thousands of dollars worth of books.
Right.
Then they went dark. The publisher just went dark. I mean, I tried to reach them, call them. No phone, no website. The website was taken down.
My God.
In fact, I'm trying to find the CEO of that small publishing company. Somebody told me he's either in Thailand or Vietnam right now because he can't be. You know, they can't sue him or whatever. So anyway, just so you know that, I've spent tens of thousands of dollars to get these books published. So I finally, frustrated, ended up with Penguin. I knew the name, and I said, you know, I can't afford to go with somebody who won't be as good as their word.
Exactly.
Right?
They have to be reputable enough for you to trust them.
That's right, and they must be. Although I'm ex-military and and ex-military intelligence, as a matter of fact, and I am right now tracking that CEO.
Right.
And if I need to fly to Thailand to get him, I will do it. I'm just telling you that. I'm determined.
Okay.
But I've gone with you guys, but the whole thing is that I've spent, you know, much more money with you in addition to that. And just like you, I'm sure, I say this tongue-in-cheek, we all have an extra $50,000, right, that we can spend in a year, right? Of course we don't, but I've done it. And so what I basically told Don is no more money, period.
That
I have
sense.
None.
Mm-hmm.
And I just gave him another $1,000 to do the website today.
Mm-hmm.
So I've told him no more. Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I completely understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, and I really need your help, because as Don and I have talked, I need you to help me become, for this book, this mystery book series, I need to be successful, because if I
Absolutely.
Don't sell 300,000 books, that's what it'll take to make me whole again. Not to make me any money, but to get me back to what I've spent.
Absolutely.
So, and I know selling that many is a rare event. So that's why I need your help. I'm counting on you. And frankly, you have help to restore my faith. I want to tell you that since I spoke.
Thank you. I'm truly humbled by that. Let me say something else, Carl. This is something personal about me, okay, and I want to share this with you. I've been in this industry for the past 11 to 12 years, and I do not work to earn money. Of course, that is the brighter side of it, but I love working on books. I love making dreams come true for people. And it is an amazing feeling. You know, it's just something that I adore internally. And just for that matter, I'm giving you my word, Carl, that since I have become a part of this project now, I will make sure that we would never disappoint you. And you're not going to face all these frustration that you had with your previous company, the publishing company that was working with you. You're not going to face anything of that sort as long as I am connected to this project. I give you my word today, okay?
I appreciate that, Samantha, because, you know, although I've been blessed, you know, we have a beautiful home paid for, and I've got cars, and I've all this, when I decided to retire from my money-making career, it still hurt to have put tens of thousands of dollars into this and
of
then find myself not able to live well because of that. You know,
exactly.
There's been, you know, no Christmases, no trips, you know what I'm saying? And that's frustrating, especially for my lovely wife, Becky.
Absolutely.
And so that's why we want this to be successful, but you also need to know that being a reasonably intelligent guy, I won't go beyond that.
I feel you are really intelligent, all right? So I will confirm that.
Well, I appreciate it, but being reasonably intelligent, I also will take the reality. In other words, I believe my series of mysteries are good and desirable. They build upon one another, et cetera. Okay? But if they're not, I need to know that from someone who has read them and said, you know, I like this, but by the way, this one area needs to be tweaked, right? And
right,
I'm counting on more. Honestly, I mean, if I were you, I would never have time to read all the books I was working on. But the one person who reads them all is Steve or his team.
That is correct.
So what I really want you to help me with, and I will ask him, to please tell me his honest thoughts about the books.
Okay, you got nothing to worry about. I'm going to have a team of experts, including Steve, to
Good.
read your manuscripts and provide you an overall review. And of course, it will have critiques, okay? So you just not need
sure.
to take that positively, all right? And
oh, sure.
you're
and,
going to have
and
that done.
That's fine. I can. Yeah, I've run a company. I've told people, and an HR.
Mm-hmm.
I've told people critiques, and I've received them. So
Absolutely.
I appreciate that. And Steve has been really really good to work with and quick. So that's
I'm
good
glad
too.
To hear that.
And the other good news is, if you go to Amazon and look at the reviews for my books
mm-hmm.
that are on there, they're all five. It's
mm-hmm.
so I feel good about that. So anyway,
that is great. That is wonderful. All right. So, Carl,
okay,
summing
now,
everything up, I would like to say
mm-hmm.
to you, I understand that payments and additional amounts, they are a concern for you, especially with the experience that you faced previously. As I said, I'm completely okay with no more spending budget on the book so far, you know, until you see something, at least a couple of sales, you know. So, you don't
mm-hmm.
need to pay any additional amount after today, and if there are any additional requirements, discuss it with me first, and then we will work a way out, okay? So don't just
sure.
go upfront and pay
sure.
anything. All right?
Yeah, very well. Thank you. Don told me the same thing, so
okay.
I appreciate that. You're,
all
you
right.
were in line.
Yes.
And then let me ask two or three more questions. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This will be quick. First of all, I'm curious, where did you go to school? You're so articulate and such. And what was your major? I'm just curious.
Well, my major, you'll be surprised to hear that. I have got a bachelor's degree in business administration. And I
oh,
was,
terrific.
Yeah. I just love doing books. I actually came from a third world country. Let me give you a little bit more information about myself. I actually came from a third world country. Coming from a certain background, you know, you have certain responsibilities. You want to get out
mm-hmm.
there in the world, make something out of yourself, and things like that, yada, yada. I'm not going to take a lot of your time telling
what,
you about boring
what country
stories.
Did you come from?
Well,
what country
I
did
am,
you come from?
I am from India.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so that's my birth country, and they are a little bit conservative in, you know, woman empowerment
sure.
sort of a thing, and then
yeah.
my parents wanted me to get married. Long story short, I didn't want to get married because I wanted to do something in life and, you know, study further. And, yeah, I was the rebellious one, you can say that. So I actually had some contacts here, a couple of friends and family. I got my paperwork done. I came here. I worked two jobs a day simultaneously. I used to work 16 hours a day. And somehow I ended up in the book industry, book writing industry. And then I decided that, you know, this is something that I would like to pursue as my official career. So I completed my graduation from University of California, and then I got into this industry, and here I am talking to you.
Good for you. Well, you know, that's fascinating. That's sort of like my parents' background. Now, I'm, of course, probably even older than your parents because I'm 74. But my father was born in Prussia and
okay.
fled. This was... the turn of the 19th century, he
mm-hmm.
or 20th century, 1900s,
mm-hmm.
he fled his family fled Russia due to the Bolshevik Revolution because
mm-hmm.
they were going to be killed,
mm-hmm.
and came to the U.S. My mother was born and raised in Scotland and came to this country as a teenager.
Wow. Okay.
And my father became a famous symphony conductor.
Mm-hmm.
And did very well. I'm very proud of him. My mother was an artist and such. And her father, my grandfather, actually worked two full-time jobs, one as a grocer at an A&P store
mm-hmm.
and another as a hardware department store manager, and
mm-hmm.
just did whatever it took to survive. So the people who either come here or go to other countries and work hard to be successful, I admire so much.
Thank
that's
you.
The
me
way
too.
I was...
Yes.
Oh,
and
I
that's
do.
The
it...
way we were raised. You know, we have faced so much things in our life, the struggle. It was all real. So I actually admire people that come here and make something out of themselves too, you know? It is fascinating to me.
Too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I remember my father. I remember all through my years growing up, although I loved sports and I played music and such, my father drummed into my brother and I that in America, you would get an education through high school for free.
Right.
And why in the world would you go to school and
get
bad grades?
Exactly.
Why in the world wouldn't you take the advantage? Because he knew from his experience, that's what predicted your success, how well educated you were and how well you dealt with people. And so I grew up believing that and graduated with high grades and speak several languages and because I found that was important. But I went into business as well.
You know, I'm the first graduate in my family.
Thank you.
Let me tell you this.
Really?
I'm the first graduate in my family because my family is from a little bit obsolete background, you can say. They're not very well educated. My parents barely finished their high schools, you know, and they know how they did that. They didn't even have enough money to get proper education. You know how things are, and I'm sure you must have heard of India. Yes, so it's a very poor country. And looking at all that, I don't know how I ended up with this dream, and I just started running after that. You know, I chased my dream, and I can say that, thankfully, that, you know, today where I am, I'm thankful to God that I got this opportunity and I got somewhere. I'm not going to say that I've achieved everything in life. I am on my way, but I know that I have this assurance that I'm on the right track, so I'm truly grateful for that.
Oh. Well, first of all, if you believe in God, you have the assurance.
Absolutely.
I am a Christian. I believe that. And I have, in fact, it's interesting. I have, over the years, have had many Indian friends, very close, because I worked for the first 15 years of my career after the military. I was in the military because I was drafted and I went to Vietnam and such. But when I came back and finished my degree, I worked for Mobil Oil Corporation, you know, the big company.
Okay. Yes, I've heard of them.
And many, many of our biggest or best engineers, frankly, were Indian.
Indians,
and
yes.
They were fabulous. And, of course, being one who was responsible for that, I have learned. Do you know over the last 5 years that IIT, India Institute of Technology, has surpassed Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, as the best technical and engineering university in the world?
Okay, all right. That is new
to
me.
And I have some decorative hats because, you know, people say if you work in human resources, you work with people of many hats, many cultures and such. And one of my hats up there is a beautiful gold and red Indian wedding turban that was sent to me by one of my friends from New Delhi when he returned home to get married. So it's one of my treasured possessions. Yeah.
Yes, India is well known for vibrant culture, you know. They have these traditions, cultures, different ways of doing things, and it's exciting. We get a lot of tourists too. I mean, especially from the western side,
but
you know,
hard,
U.S., U.K.
But I think it's very hard to break through. You know, they say the caste system is gone, but if you're poor or less than middle class, in India, it's my perception that it's very hard to achieve a fine education and an excellent employment, etc.
You are absolutely
so I commend
correct.
You for what you've done.
Thank you so much for that. You know, truly, Carl, I never believed I could do something like that. But it's just that, you know, it's just about breaking out of that paradigm. I call that paradigm.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm thankful, and my journey doesn't stop here. I'm going to continue to strive. I'm a stubborn one, you know. So I keep going against these societal norms and these standard cultural values. If I don't see any useful purpose for that, I refuse to comply to that. That's just the way I am.
Yep.
I don't know. There's something wrong with me, I believe.
No, I think that's great.
Right.
You know, I think that you have identified the one thing that our own American-raised middle-class youth have forgotten, and that is in order to be one of those people you would like to be, in order to achieve the goals. In faith, in family, in career, etc., you must be persistent and you must work hard. It doesn't come easily, and it's not handed to you.
Exactly.
And I think a lot of our own typical white middle-class American youth, whose parents have provided them everything, have lost the willingness and desire to work hard, continuously and energetically, to achieve proper goals.
Exactly. There are some people who are born with a silver spoon in their mouth, and sometimes they do not realize the value, you know, of things. So that's what it is. I mean, you need to learn to value things in life. Once you know what that particular worth is, then you're going to run for that. You're going to strive for that, and you're not going to take a no for an answer. That's what I do. I mean, I don't give up. If you're going to tell me today that, you know what, Samantha, I'm giving up. I've lost hope on this book, and I don't want to do it. You will give up. I won't. I will continue to do something. I'm going to find a resolution. I won't sleep until I find something, you know. So that's the kind of a person I am. So given all that, that's the reason why I told you.
It's great to get to know you.
Yes. Thank you so much. And that is the reason why I told you, Carl. It has nothing to do with the company or anything. I'm loyal to the company, but I'm telling you personally that you can have faith in me. I'm never going to let you down because I am truly focused. Once I decide to achieve something, I'm going to do anything it takes to get that done. And that's just me being stubborn. All right.
But I like that. I like that, and I'm glad I asked you those questions.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate that. It was a wonderful conversation.
It was. And I know it takes time, but, you know, if I know you better, I will have more confidence. I will tell you more. I'll do whatever you tell me to. So
exactly.
It works good.
And I don't like to work just on the, just focused on the business, services, money. I don't work like that. I personally invest myself in every individual project that I'm becoming a part of. And that, you can say, is my unique selling point in order to achieve this and maintain the integrity of the company. That's what it takes. So I go all in, and let's get this done. I'm really excited to have all four books out. Okay.
Well, so am I, and I really believe that, and of course I must, I'm the author, but I do believe that they will have interest, and with the right marketing, and I'm willing to get out there and do it. I can speak to people in large groups. I can do a number of things well, and I think that they have a good chance of being successful.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think you've done a splendid work on the books. I haven't read all the books, but I've skimmed through one of them, Critical Point only, because I don't have the manuscript for the first two. And I must say, you've outdone yourself. So I am actually honored to be a part of this project, okay?
Well, thank you. You are sweet and knowledgeable. And professional, I'm really enjoying it. Thank you.
So are
Thank
you,
Samantha.
Mr. Carl Goodman. Thank you so much for your time, and I shall keep in touch. Go ahead.
One other thing. Give me your phone number.
You do not have
my
direct line?
I've got your email.
Okay.
I would like that.
Yes, please. Let me know once you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, that's going to be 408 6899.
Very well. Thank you.
Okay, so this is my direct number.
And you're in that low cost community of San Francisco.
Right, absolutely. You got that.
All right.
So I'm going to let you go now, Carl. Thank you so much for your time again.
You
got nothing to worry about. I'm here taking care of things for you, just in case if you have any queries, questions, concerns whatsoever. I've given you my direct line. Reach out to me anytime you like, okay?
I will. Samantha, thank you, and I wish you just all the best in everything you do.
Thank you, and likewise. You take care of yourself. Have a nice day.
All right, you too. Take care. Bye-bye.